Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark, who is the person responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. She's published lots of books, hundreds of them, more than she can count. Most of them become national bestsellers because of the message. And so what we're going to do in our message today is focus in on small chunks of time, the tasks that you can accomplish in just a minute. You have a minute? It's like this radio program. I have sometimes just a minute to get an idea across, and I think I do it quite well, frankly,
most of the
time.
You do a good job at that, Dougie.
Yes. All right, so we're going to find out how you can take that minute and get rid of things at home. Like, can you clean a toilet bowl in 60 seconds? We'll find out right after this.
Today on App Check, photo board. Manipulate pictures with your fingers. Pinch, zoom, or rotate. For $3, an app should have a useful purpose. Not this one. Photo board.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what really happens to a family when all the kids leave the home? Well, researchers know, and here's the unfortunate science of it. The probability of divorce increases after the children grow up and leave home. Think about it. You and your husband before kids, well, you spend a great deal of time getting to know each other. Then the children come along, and for 18 plus years, most of your attention is focused on the children. So when the kids leave, mom and dad look at each other and say, now, who are you? So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's essential that even when kids are in the home, you've got to keep love alive. Talk to each other. Pick a date night once a month. Take a mini vacation without the kids. Do little sweet things for your spouse all through the marriage. That'll keep the thrill alive. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, let's get back to our focus here. 55 past the hour, Amy Newmark is here with her recipe. Well, this isn't hers. I'm guessing that if you've done what you do with all the rest of the books and all the information in there, you talk to people about how they got things done in 60 seconds. Is that right?
Actually, this one comes from me because I just finished writing my book, which is called Simply Happy. It's coming out in October. And part of it was thinking about all of the ways that I have to do time management, and this was something that I came up with, I guess what people these days will call a life hack.
That's a great term.
Life hack. You know what I realized? I realized that there were all those tiny little tasks that were hanging over me, things you keep looking at and saying, oh, I should get rid of that. I should do that. I should stick that in the car that's been sitting in the kitchen for a week. And then I realized if I set the timer on my iPhone for 60 seconds,
The toilet bowl. Can you clean the toilet bowl?
I'll be a little better. The dishwasher. Have you ever just left it hoping someone else will empty it?
The dishwasher? I just emptied it. Wait a minute.
Yes, and I live alone.
Hold on a second. I just emptied my dishwasher in, it took me a little longer than 60 seconds, but I just did that. I wasn't even thinking about it, but I had to do it in the break between one conversation on the air and the next one. So, sometimes...
If it's totally full, you could do one whole rack in 60 seconds and then the other rack in 60 seconds. And yet we look at that thing. It seems like a 15-minute job. We hate emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But it really takes two 60-second stints. Here's another thing. My insurance card for the car sat on my kitchen desk for 2 weeks. It took 30 seconds to stick it in the car and then come back inside.
Anybody shine their shoes anymore? Can you do that in 60 seconds?
I think you can do one shoe in 60 seconds do the other shoe in the other 60 seconds.
What kind of a shower can you? What kind of a shower can you take in 60 seconds?
Not a good
none.
One.
No. No. That's gross.
Can you wash your hands in 60 seconds?
Sure. Well, you know, the doctor says it has to be 2 minutes, but yeah, of course you can wash your hands in 60 seconds. But here's the other thing I realized. If you take 15 minutes one day, you can probably get through 10 or 15 of those little stupid things that you've been putting off doing in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And 1% And that's 1% of your day. 15 minutes of running around getting those tasks done is only 1% of your entire day. And wow. You feel so much lighter after you've done all those things.
Yep. Taking care of business, I believe. That's what it's called. Amy Newmark from the book Simply Happy, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Simply Happy, coming out this fall. All those pesky tasks you can accomplish. This podcast available immediately at DougStephan.com and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. Thanks, Amy.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!